Bringing Margaret.
Excellent. Hello, Constantia. Dara, Visha Shin, just Notala, Visha Edaus, her father, Fad. I'm going to read from my latest collection, Torshach. This is my 11th poetry collection. And it's actually out of print already in a year and a half. It's gone. So some of the poems are on the CD, but I had great fun doing the CD with Steve Cooney and Ronan Osnodig. Some of it's a bit bonkers, some of it's a bit serious, but Sean there will be dealing with them after the reading. But I'm going to start off with the goddess. I guess she shall, the goddess of Mount Brandon. I'm going to read in Irish and some translations, just a few, not all translated. I hope you can stay with me. So in Kidchal na Bandiach na Kareanan, agus it goes like this. Shasan she traum torach lak chlocha shle se hyo a kevnu na duhi gin gach lorog kosha gach lohine washlocht in a moon bound rain na dalta ma gourd she bunnachti ishe evanian na mach rimpe duhig ruinach eg aidi grene nacht larog na gnuk shulamid harshti a brin hold on, Lehanum and Clay, the goddess of Mount Brandon. A fairy stone stands heavy on a mountain in the mist, protectress of the land, birthing each footfall, every breeze, nobility in her poise, the queen of surrounding lands. She is femininity itself, she who blesses before her the land of Dina at sunrise. Naked on the slope, we walk by her, unaware, her womb as heavy as the soul of the mountain. I'm going to read a love poem now. This is one of my favorite poems. It's a kind of a mixed bag. It's a love poem for somebody that you love the very bones of, but sometimes it's the good, the bad, and also the ugly. So, you know, it kind of goes in one big basket, doesn't it? So here we go. Tusa. Is tu an runin kuhlach an gra fe chelt? On Osna Imrullach, on Joan she's an air. Is to an Falade, on Locht Imhri, on Brown Uignach, on Lasser Imhind. Is to na Biola Brute, na Gerga Alasacha, na Merenta Mina, na Sule Damanta. Is tu sochir an lei? Is tu an tark hiada an ri sa chort an eishtin eanir? Is tu navni agus gachni an toad ing anis an cacht is dene an crican is a luach? The next poem is called Mór na Cruinne, and I was asked to write it by the Franco-Irish Literary Festival a couple of years ago about the state of our planet, and I wrote it from the point of view of Mother Earth, and I love it, and I have an English translation of it, but I forgot it, so there you go. Mór na Cruinne. Raib turan talav fen ar gusse, shilin rawr ta fil yarag fe rog chlehe, lorag na hale klimnehe. Kleta ein faanach, kiasta erin grey. Queenen an chrinne a cos le dawn ad a go lá an luan gyd a gach leis. Lian lán me, na lusk ma chyd craniacha, na lag manamsa gatalav. Shilrig all na mahasa, bua na bunnachta, maher na galli, grost na grene pui. Aidi gi a mach e gwne aspa tulla. Lig lu, lig bake, na lig sin a gahu. Kjol bean an a oz e kush lu mar a vech shrahan. Shil ag peca in leig lan gra tid a lan ag tra. Ramagav. The book is in sections, and this section is about women's issues, and I won't bore you with my rants about the menopause because I've been doing it for a while now and I feel very strongly about it, but I just don't feel like it tonight. So I'm going to read a poem. I'll read a poem about the body in a positive way. Corp. Cho bunin le dalav da ashlingi na grege. Cho lufer le lu be gair giri vaan. Cho kohalach le kalin o ge gune. Cho canasach le loan bunin. Cho graver le lanan dílish. Cho caun dana le hair kraha. Ho shasavuch ya karigainer. Ho bog ya cricken shida. Ho farshing ya leir skal manama. Body. As feminine as a statue from a Grecian dream. As agile as a loop in a maze. As shy as a young girl in a corner, as authoritative as a lioness, as loving as a faithful lover, as headstrong as a horned goat, as steady as the rock in the ocean, as soft as silken skin, as broad as a map of the soul. Thank you. Dara was mentioning the, I really was impressed with the poems, Dara, Visana Hokula or Fad, and I have a poem. My mother passed away a couple of years ago, and I heard her, she was a lot of things, and one of them was, I heard her on the radio after she died, and it was kind of, I had her back in the present tense, so we have the past tense and the present tense, and the tense is in the poem, and kind of means a lot to me. So, and I'm sure Lahadach, a green him of her. Tam the Lieg the Vosh, Brahamta, son I'm sure Chate, don Giaduer. As Lahad, in Nivagon, Namarev. Neil Gum, Och Taffed, Dod Ro, Unchol. Preen a hill le madarucht hoste de chuid kainte. Ní raf éan ar a spár, ach cumarsáid vín. Chuala tú ar arna dí, dárdig mo chrí. Víš san aim sér lárach ar feg skaiv. Chriachtig an clár, Yechas a machan noagil ar ag rean dít. Ma calad a glóir, mar a bheith leis ón saol eile. Thank you. I'm going to jump now from the book to a poem that was written in response to an installation of 235 white symbolic crosses in a field in West Kerry by Brandon O'Bugley in protest against planning regulations which were impeding us locals building on our own land in our ancestral villages. And the white crosses represented the population in 1841 and then dwindling down to 12 households represented in red crosses in 2023. And there's a translation of this. It's part of a documentary that Brandon made about this very issue. But it just blew me away walking in to this field on the side of a mountain just where I was reared and to see all these crosses. It was just the most powerful thing. The Brandon O'Bugley. In Ort the Gross, Tá Corrie San Air, Lauren and Talav, Tanga na Sheenshir, Laum gan Rian Treve, Bon gan Bon Tichte, Gan Cogger Diana, Imoluk na Hihe, Gan Sugan e Casa, Ach Glor Inil. Maravech rian na bu cui, a drapa cui, costa, crota, na planola. E gaidi a mach, gnu ishach, e gune mair lash, a tidev vile, sanat togachin, achtar relig dienta, dan mulle shagune. Our village. In the field of crosses, there is a trembling. The land speaks the language of our elders. Bare without its tribe, pale with loneliness. No human whisper in the belly of the night. No straw rope turning, just the sound of machines. Like the traces of ghosts climbing the rocky walls of planning, rising up in a modern way against bureaucracy, dreaming of home where we were reared. They've made a burial ground of our village. I'm jumping again from the book now. A couple of years ago, Dara was talking about Peg Sayers. Not everybody's favorite person, but I'm kind of fond of her, you know. And I was given the opportunity to write a kind of a new version of this woman. So they're in English and in Irish. They're not translations, they're separate poems. But this is how they go. What we did was, the artist I was working with got the slates from the roof of Peg's house, and then we engraved the poems on the slates from her roof and had an exhibition. And this is what came up. With permission, by the way. Slinte feg. Chidin rauerte schielte fe, slinte feg. Schielte orse or nuchisch. Fittigus nasta egen eilentor bail, go biogach. Beover, a mawr len a store fuckle, a hook she wehle faun, frittle na man, rakadacht seal, so loss is do loss, on re in her varshi. Ivre do. Under the eaves of this island house, a stream of words were spoken, her bright green eyes and dancing hands lit with women talk, surrounded by willing ears, never forgotten. Ivre chi. Manamechan talanachas, ivechan pegachas, is umr shanachish elinner nasul, buek nahinchin te bail, gada yumarach, gal gaurach. Sevdis in aperti toshte, geir hugsha hagene, buon in our guine. Ivre kaher, and this is what happened in a lot of cases. While tearing off the covers for target practice, a whole generation missed the point of this crowned queen of oratory, the smiling beauty, sharing the courage of women in a man's world. Ivra Kuig. Chimod Shil in the Slinit Chesha Posta, Tashka Kreen in a Queen Achtrichta, a Horrigan Railtucht Laum Maud Gurdere, Le Crick in the Hudder Steel, the Woonlik Shil in a Hanian Veil, Sevdis is Chesha a Duchish. And the last one is, she's more than a book peddled for the cause of cultural nationalism. She is a woman. This incarnation of Irish lore told stories to be heard by the ear with gracious ease for scholars and friends. Her poetic turn of phrase spun with an individual slant, her pipe in hand, eternally sharing. I'm losing the run of myself here now. Tá dá mele go manish a hahani and gomorlum. A couple of years ago, this time last year, a very good friend of mine called Sean Garvey passed away from Carsaivine. He's a musician and a singer and a dear, dear, dear friend. And this is for his partner, Leisha. O mos, I níl chín a Sean Garvey. Idir chnuch is farige, lá brachalach beltane, díalig fach istach sa húnas. Rian bín a ro ag masú na scama. Meon, úl, níos uisle ná cogar mogar an lé. Cantarucht, chorachach, ag crucha an a ghuilí chéala. Tost, éisteachta, winne an slua a thugó mósta. Le grá, dílis déna, go gael ósta hiún, is dogh chan sún. Thank you. Shadon Maryalalam on Changa, and I feel very strongly about this poem. I adore it. It's about, I'm a native Irish speaker. I grew up speaking Irish. My mother is from Mayo. My father's a West Kerry man, and they were both teachers. They met each other in Dublin, and there was a sort of a glass partition between the two classes, and he spotted her. Mm-hmm. And I'd say the spark was instantaneous, and 8 children later and a happy marriage. You know, it was deadly, you know, and it was great to have the language. It was great to be able to speak it so naturally. It was only when I went to college in Dublin that I realized that it was a political issue, that my language was a political issue, that my name, Doreena Ní Kennedy, should be Doreena Kennedy. And I'm going, no. For 3 months in first year, I was totally mortified because nobody could say my name. Nobody could spell my name. I may as well have been Greek, you know. And I was going, this is my language. This is Irish. You know, why are you calling me Kennedy? My name is Ní Kennedy. Anyway, enough ranting. Tanga Hochish. Brahmi. Kogar Khishle Arihantim. Braham Lub Navakal. Brihran the Drav. Alauran Tanga or Shinshir. Meaning she fain unin, ho reg lehanal, is brushed and airy grain, bullen a baha. Brahim, rian tangan, a falian vinu gomide, achul she aum, mar brahmi. And I'll finish up with the translation of a Ukrainian poet, Halnia Kruk, Munster Literature Centre asked me to do some translations. Again, I couldn't find the book when I was leaving, so I just have the Irish of it, not the English. But it blew me away, you know, it was really powerful, and it was great to get the opportunity to work with this, you know, contemporary Ukrainian poet that meant a great deal to me the more I worked on her stuff. So this is a poem about her mother sending her son off to war. An Bháthair. Duine a hasaíonn idir tú agus an bás. Ach cávis cén mé adú ar uolach a hasóig mo chrí san áit a táir. Is dúil gan ina duine na éigin paidir óirecht ar de hon. Fiú in a bhoclaith féin, fiú is ná fáiscid a good láve, ná dollaring lúne. Ag buint na cosa os na sú talún sa ghardín, is cuinlim gan agus léas a béldit, nor a bhís beag, tuis a cuire a bhrú sa le médís abig. Tagan cogar om chrí, a bhás, níl sé takathe chun a bíochta go fóil. Tá sé glas go fóil. Níl de bhílseacht sa téal blaistige ná sú talún gan ní. In pímart a dhia, ná chuir sa bhear na báile, Led hull ná cat cahana rachéadaí a nuasair a dhia ní hóldam fiú an cuma atá i rachéad a bhic níl onam an coga a haolú fiú chum hénig Ramina Mahagav Ó bhéal, chuir sa géim do Paul.